I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up next week on Only a Game, defeating bullies in a refugee camp via the banana ball. But now it's time for my conversation about this week's news with Charlie Pierce. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
Let us start with the NBA. Have you seen anything to suggest that we won't be watching the Cavaliers play the Warriors for the championship again?
Absolutely not, no. The very best we can expect is a couple of decent games. But these two teams, the Cavs and the Warriors, are clearly the best teams in the league.
In Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals, Zaza Pachulia of the Warriors was involved in a play that injured the Spurs' Kawhi Leonard. This inspired Spurs fan Juan Vasquez to file a lawsuit on behalf of Spurs season ticket holders, citing a loss in quality of competition. A judge dismissed this lawsuit. That can't have surprised you, counselor.
No, I mean, as I say, I'm not a lawyer, but I play one on Only a Game. This is a meritless lawsuit.
Nice try, though.
Wonderful try. I mean, I don't know what did he expect to win in this lawsuit? Did he expect to, like, the Warriors would have to play with four guys?
Possibly a miraculous cure. I don't know.
Seriously, I mean, I presume Kawhi Leonard is well insured. He can pay for his own hospital stay and whatever therapy he needs. I think, you know, and even, by the way, even if he were to win and the Warriors were forced to play with four guys, they'd still beat the Spurs.
Mark Cuban, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, said this week that once it became clear that his team would not make the playoffs,
splash!
"We did everything possible to lose games." That's a quote, I'm telling you. If you're a Dallas fan and you've been paying between $500 and $15,000 for a season ticket, how does this strike you?
If you're paying $15,000 for a ticket to an NBA game and you can't figure out on your own that the team is tanking, you shouldn't be allowed to handle your own money.
Kevin Cash, he was a backup catcher for the Red Sox 10 years ago when Terry Francona managed in Boston. Now Francona manages in Cleveland. Cash manages in Tampa Bay. When the Rays recently traveled to Cleveland, Francona arranged to have the electronic scoreboard post the following message: "How bad is Kevin Cash at the plate?" And under that line, the board showed Cash's 183 batting average and some other equally unimpressive statistics. Funny or cruel, you decide.
I think it's funny, and I think Cash took it that way, and good for him. And Terry Francona is a wonderful presence in the game.
Gisele Bündchen, who probably knows her husband Tom Brady pretty well, says he has a history of concussions, and in fact he had one last season, and the Patriots' records don't show that, and neither do the records of the National Football League. Does this point to, what a silly question, a problem with the league's concussion protocol?
Yes, indeed. It's only, I mean, if it's not being applied to the signature player and maybe the greatest player at the most important position of all time, then what good is the protocol? You know, Tom's a stubborn guy. Tom's probably one of those guys who has to be protected from his own instincts.
I'm sure you're right, but I'm equally sure that the National Football League is full of people who fall into that category.
Yes, but he's the face of the league right now. This is a very important thing. And plus, I know the guy, I know his family, I like them all, and I don't want to see him, you know, cognitively damaged when he's 50.
So what can the National Football League do?
Well, if they can pay attention to Gisele Bündchen is what they can do.
The Chargers and Rams were set to play their football games in a new, allegedly state-of-the-art stadium on the site of the old Hollywood Park racetrack. This was supposed to happen in 2019. Recent record-setting rains in Los Angeles will delay completion by a year. I guess even the mighty NFL is rendered powerless by the weather.
Well, yeah, I mean, all this means is the cost overruns will be spectacular, and somebody will be paying a lot for it, and I suspect it won't be the owners of those two teams.
Can we blame El Nino for this? Because that would be Spanish for the Nino, which I think really means El Disappointed Season Ticket Holder.
El Grifto.
Yes. Next month, we'll see the unveiling of a new professional flag football league, Charlie. Actually, the eight-team league won't begin to play until 2018, but Michael Vick is going to quarterback a team in a kind of a test run, 7-on-7 game, regulation, 100-yard football field. Do you like this idea?
Hey, I think it might actually be a lot of fun. I mean, I'm one of the real proponents of arena football, which is completely weird.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think flag football is that much of a stretch. Plus, it's safe.
It would still be athletes being athletes.
It would, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Finally, Charlie, Duke University recently listed a new full-time position: athletic facilities, game operations, and championships assistant. Sounds like a big job. Salary is about $7.2 million less than Coach K makes at Duke because the salary is zero. According to the original description, the lucky employee would have a unique opportunity to gain hands-on experience in the daily operations of a Division I athletic department. Duke recently pulled this listing. I don't suppose they were embarrassed.
Yes, it also has a unique opportunity to eat ramen noodles three meals a day for a month, for 2.5 years.
For 11 months at least. I know.
Who's the marketing guy who put that one up saying, oh, people will jump for this, you know, maybe we'll give them a free hat?
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Sports Illustrated from time to time. And, of course, he joins me each week here on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.